Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 19, and it's a Monday, September 12, 2016. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray, the gay.
Yes, and so am I. That's right. And this show is dedicated to sharing you guys some gay news, geek topics, and bizarre shit. That's right.
That's right. And I did some geek stuff this weekend, and Nard wouldn't participate, so he's not a geek this week.
What happened this weekend?
You were invited to a game night, and you didn't even show up. You canceled at the last minute, so we were off and couldn't
what?
Play.
What? Certain... We did not commit.
Yes, you did. I said, are you coming? He said, yeah, Mike's going to bring me over after we get done at the bar.
I know.
Watching football. So that's we didn't find anybody else to fill your spot.
Sorry. Well, I remember now. Number. Oh, I know why. I committed. But then I didn't know Mike is coming over. That's why. I see now.
No, you committed after Mike was here because you're like, oh, we'll come over. He'll drop me off after we get done at the bar watching football.
We did not say that. I did not
yes,
say
you
that.
Did. Oh, yes, gosh. You did. Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's all I'm saying.
What can you do when people just couldn't play just canasta your, without
We didn't play canasta.
You couldn't play canasta if you have five players.
Well, it would have been hard to play, yes. But we didn't play canasta, so. But. Just because your birthday, your husband was in town, it was his birthday, you ditched friends.
That's
all
right.
I'm saying. All
I think, I'm saying. I think my husband's birthday surpasses all y'all. Anyway, happy birthday to my other half, Mike. And we celebrated by watching his favorite sport, football. And of course, we were watching the OSU game versus Tulsa. And of course, they killed them. OSU killed them. And I met up with Steven and Josh. So, Steven and Josh. Shout out. And also in the morning, I did a lot of yard work. And I think you saw, I had to plant sod in front of the, St. Augustine grass on the, and it's a lot of them, and it's really tiring. But I hope it pays off really well soon. Yes.
Maynard has the Frankenstein lawn. And then
it's the worst you could see. It's the worst I've ever done on my lawn.
It's like a bad patchwork quilt.
Yeah. But it will grow in time, I hope. I hope it grows. It's been raining. How about you, Ray? What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Oh, you did gaming yesterday. Who won?
It's not when you are playing with your friends, there is no winners. There's just a lot of shit talking and harassing each other.
Really? Yes. Tell me what happened. Well, how did you harass?
Well, as usually we harassed Julio because he was like, everybody kept putting we played Settlers of Catan, so everybody kept putting the bandit, the robber on his stuff, so he kept couldn't get points and cards and resources.
Okay. You were ganging up on
him. Why are y'all doing
it?
Why are y'all doing it to me? Y'all can't be doing it to me. I'm not the one winning the game.
But just because it's him.
That's right, just because it's Julio. And we love him a lot, so we like to harass him a lot. So.
That's right. Anyway, so we have a great show for you guys. This is a short show, I think, but we have some topics that Ray posted on the Gay Geek Bizarre. Also, Caesar posted some stories also on our Facebook page, Gay Geek Bizarre. And but before we move on, there's a tragedy. What is it, Ray?
Alexis Arquette has died from complication related to AIDS. A source close to the family confirms to People. The transgender, I'll get it right in a minute. Actress died Sunday morning surrounded by her family at the age of 47, and rumors had been that she's been suffering for a long time. So Alexis Arquette, if y'all remember, was male, was part of our Arquette family, David Arquette, Patricia Arquette, the whole crew, Richmond Arquette.
What's his original name, Alex?
Alex Arquette, yeah.
Alex, and now he became Alexis.
Alexis, and he did a bunch of movie roles starting at 12. He was in Chucky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then he moved up and did
the horror film?
Yes, the horror film. He was a kid then. And then moved up. He did a bunch of stuff, but I think the most thing that got him the most prominence was when he came out and became transgender and started going through the process that he had a very popular documentary that went through the gay film circuit back then. So
that's really sad.
Talked about his transition and dealing with his life and stuff, so... Because I think he was very much a wild child of the Arquette clan.
Well, I tell you, honestly, he's really vague in my mind because I don't really see him.
Well, for the last few years, he's kind of dropped off the face of the earth. And I guess if he was having...
Maybe he's because of his complexities.
And the issues he was having, he probably couldn't get out and do stuff. So, but I mean, before that, he was still doing movie roles and bit parts, and he'd show up on TV shows and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I don't even remember him. But yeah, anyway, it's sad for the Arquette family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's go to our stories, Ray. Want to take this one? I'll take it. I can take the geek.
Okay, I'll take this one.
I have a big thing about
thousands of anti-LGB protesters in Mexico were stopped by a 12-year-old boy. Over the weekend, thousands of members of the Frente Nicola por la Familia, a Mexican pro-family hate group, sounds like the Westboro Baptist Church, protested the potential legalization of marriage equality. While they were probably expecting to be met with scrutiny, they probably weren't expecting to be stopped by a 12-year-old boy. Manuel Rodriguez, a photojournalist, was there when it happened. At first, I thought the child was only playing, Rodriguez told Regeneration. Is that how you say the name of the publication?
Regeneration.
Regeneration. My Spanish is not good, folks. Sorry. Though the interview was with through an interview with the child, he discovered that there is a personal reason for his actions. I have an uncle who is gay. And I hate that they hate him, the child told Rodriguez. Despite the protest, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has promised that marriage equality into the national has promised that marriage equality into the national constitution.
All right. So yeah, it's just sad that we have our own here in the U.S. this an equivalent of this family. Was it the AMA? Is that what you call them? They are branded also as a hate group because they said they're their family and everything. But I can't forget. You have AMA,
AMC,
AMA. Come on,
American Movie Classic.
I can't remember. American Medical Association. No. Family. American Family something.
Yes, American Family
something. AFA. Is it AFA? Hate group? Is that what it is? Yeah, that's right. I think they're the hate group that were branded. I may be wrong, okay?
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of them here.
Oh, there it is. That's right. AFA has been listed as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Anyway... So this is their equivalent there in Mexico.
And, you know, speaking of hate groups, the Westboro Baptist Church, I'm kind of stopped up, so it's kind of hard to pronounce stuff. It's going to be here in Houston protesting at the Montrose Counseling Center shortly.
Why?
Because they're haters. And the Montrose Counseling Center is asking for nobody to show up and counter-protest because they don't want to give them any publicity whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
They said, unless you have business at the clinic that day, the counseling center that day, don't come in and don't go out there and counter protest them because they want as little spotlight as possible to be shown on this. So,
okay. So let's see what this.
So what's the geek, Maynard?
Well, the geek. Okay. The geek here is, everybody knows about this already, but I have an article, actually a follow-up article about this, and I probably posted on the Geek Bazaar website. iPhone 7, why Apple just abolished the headphone jack. You guys know about this already.
Why is such a big deal about this?
It's a big deal. I will tell you why in a bit.
Well, tell me why.
Okay, so it's official. There won't be a headphone jack for the iPhone 7. Instead, if you want to play music on an iPhone 7, you'll either have to use a wireless Bluetooth headphones or plug new lightning-based headphones or an adapter into the port you use to charge the device. The downsides are obvious. Almost everyone has headphones, speakers, and other gadgets based on the ubiquitous 3.5-millimeter headphone jack. Eliminating this connection could render these devices unusable or at least force everyone to carry around an extra adapter. But Apple doesn't care. Ditching the headphone jack is the next step in Apple's relentless quest to make the iPhone and all of its products thinner, simpler, and more reliable. They're betting that however much you might hate having to buy new headphones, you're going to love the sleeker look of the new phone, the new iPhone 7, so much that you'll buy one way. And, Ray, this is the reason I think is they took it out. How's Apple headphone jack change could affect Square? You know, the Square. You pay Square by a credit card on the phone. It's hooked up where? It's hooked up onto the iPhone jack, the 3.5 millimeter jack.
Yeah. So now they'll come out with the things that plug into the regular connection.
That's right. But it's already out using the... There are millions already people using this headphone jack, using the Square. So, okay, there's an article here on Fortune. So, Apple's self-proclaimed courage, they call it courage. It's really annoying that Apple would say this.
Well, here's the deal. That little headphone jack has been the same for years.
100 years.
100 years.
Yeah. 100 years?
I don't think 75. I don't think it's been that
probably
long.
Probably 75.
That, it's like such that. A big deal for having that little phone jack on there.
Oh, 50?
And everything's based on it. But everything we do now is pretty wireless. So why in the hell do we have to have our headphones? Because you can, I mean, yeah, that's, and it's also pushing the thing that, yeah, people got to go buy more stuff, but they're going to do that crap anyhow.
That's the point of the first article, that you're going to buy it anyway. You might hate them for doing it. You may have these headphones that you're going to use, but then... you're gonna
and they're not
love
forcing
it anyway.
You out to go get the new iPhone 7. They're like, you don't have to get it. I mean,
but it's inevitable that you're eventually going to.
Well,
buy
by
them.
The time I upgrade in 2 to 3 years, and whenever I decide to upgrade, there will probably be plenty of products on the market that are Bluetooth compatible with the iPhone, or already had the plug in, so you can plug into the bottom of it, so you don't have to use it.
Yeah. Anyway, so. Like I said, the follow-up article that I have.
And here's another thing. One thing about the iPhone earbuds things anyhow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're horrible pieces of shit anyhow. I hate mine because they're too small for my ears because I got big ears.
Okay, Spock.
And it's just like I've never been happy with them anyhow. And I've always said, well, I guess one day I'll get some wireless headsets to use that I actually like regular flip your head headsets.
Yeah. They are kind of shitty because they're just hooking up on your ear, right? And they are really pretty much a candidate to be thrown in the wash, in the washer.
Well, it's not as much better. I'm going to wash mine and they've been fine, so I ain't had any problems with that. But the whole problem is when I'm at the gym, the only time I actually wear a headset, wear the earbuds, is they keep vibrating out of my ears while I'm on one of the machines and stuff, or falling out when I'm working out. So they're crappy anyhow.
Oh, the one that comes with.
And everybody swears that when I got them plugged in, they can't hear me talking on them. So
yeah, I don't know. Even the new ones. You know what? And these things are expensive. These earpods that they have that they're selling right now is $150.
Well, of course they're expensive.
That's the point. They're going to make more money out of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
Microsoft does the same thing. They keep discontinuing and forcing people, like right now, the big push is to get everybody on 10. They tried to do that whole thing that when you did this update, it forced 10 out to your computer.
Oh, you're talking about Windows 10 now, which is by Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Okay.
They tried that whole shit of pushing it out to everybody, and it's like they had to go pull that back.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
and then now Apple.
I mean, they're there to make money. They're not there to make our lives easier or better. They're there to make money and push shit to get them to make more money.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway,
and unless they do stuff like this, nothing ever changes.
Yeah. Well, that's the change that they're doing. It's the courage thing that they're trying to do. But anyway, so like I said earlier about Apple removing the...
And I guarantee you, because Apple's doing it, in the next year or two, the other phones will do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll be able to sell their own version. Like Dre's Beats, mm-hmm. will be Bluetooth. Are they Bluetooth or are they plug-in? Or can you get both?
You can probably plug it in. I think you can.
Well, I'm saying, are they only plug-in or are they Bluetooth?
I don't think they're Bluetooth.
Because I guarantee you now with this, they'll be coming out with a whole new set of headsets that are made for phones that are Bluetooth.
It's all about third party. It's all exactly. about making licensing.
Yeah,
all of these. But to tell my point about the removal of the plug, it really destroys a big market. PayPal, Square, because they all use that headphone jack.
Well, here's the deal. I guarantee you, as soon as they announce this, they'd already talked to this company, and they're already coming out with the plugins for the with the different type of thing on it that plugs into the phone.
That's true, but then that's a big by them removing it. I'm sure they have, but
And if you have that and you have to need that, don't go update your phone anytime soon. There's no reason for you to.
Well, that's the point. What's going to happen now to these businesses? They are not going to be upgrading these mom and pop restaurants. They can't. They won't until they spend about $800 to get
Square
a new
Square and all these other little PayPal stuff. They're going to love it because now they can sell you. They have to sell you something else if you want to upgrade your iPhone.
Yeah,
to make it compatible with.
So to the audience, you've used the one listening.
And
out
do you
there.
Know why these mom and pops do the Square things? Because they can't afford to go get the stuff from the bank and do it because the bank charges too much money. So they're going to have to do it regardless.
That's true. But then, like I said, let's not say destroy. It makes it harder for the existing market using these existing technology.
Yes, but
they have to upgrade.
They don't
now.
Have to go update to another phone.
That's the point. Then they'll be three or four generations behind on their phone. I mean, yeah, it's a choice. It's a choice for all the.
And if they have an iPhone 6 and it gets damaged, they can still go buy an iPhone 6. They don't have to upgrade. I didn't notice anything big out of the new iPhone 7 that made me jump for joy that I wanted to go buy one.
Anyway, so the point is, when I read the article, the selling point is don't use these payment services. Use Apple Pay. That's the point. That's what they're going to push for. Oh, forget about this PayPal. Forget about all Square, use Apple Pay. So that's what's going to happen now. I mean, you're now forced to use Apple Pay. That's the way to get rid of your competitors, right?
Well, the other credit cards and stuff have done their same thing. They've changed the rules so you have to have debit cards anymore and use them.
Debit cards?
Debit cards and ATM cards, whatever you want to call them. In the day, it was just an extra thing for you to go get money. And it was all free. And then all of a sudden, when enough people were using them, and they were like everyday thing, and people were using them for everyday thing, you started getting all these fees and charges that were never there originally. So it's not like this is the first person to change stuff to get money off of it or do anything. So,
yeah, it's all about, I agree. It's all about making money. It's just that it's a very obvious thing that they destroyed a market. I'm just saying it now, that they destroy the market so they can really concentrate on making use of Apple technology instead of all these competitors that's been relying on that 3.5 millimeter.
But I guarantee the competitor is going to make an adaptable plug-in for the iPhone.
Oh, no, that's going to be an investment on their part. They have to spend a lot of that now.
I don't think it's going to be that hard. I think they'll have a different plug. All they can do is change the plug-in on it. I think that's the only big deal how it works.
You think that's easy for companies? That's a big investment.
If those companies are big enough and they're making enough money to do that product anyhow,
it's a big dent. It's a big dent on their wallets. If they have to reinvest on a new set of technology, I mean, you know how it is. It's, unless you want to stay behind, that's fine, I guess. Anyway, so what do you guys think? Do you think it's a plot?
I think I've been very argumentative tonight. I think that's what I'm doing.
What?
That's what I think.
What?
I'm being very argumentative tonight.
Oh, that's right. I noticed that. Ray's not in a very good mood, so not in a very good mood. Anyways, go to the Bizarre Ray.
Okay.
Oh, did you read about this? Did you hear about this? This is freaky.
Dozens of dying birds rain from the sky over Boston. Is this like...
I should ask Shruti about this.
Dozens of birds rain down from the sky over Boston, neighborhood of Dorchester, on Thursday morning. All the birds, either 47 or 48, depending on the report, were grackles, the type of songbird. 33 ultimately died, the Boston Herald reported. When I arrived, birds would fly like from a house to a tree, and they would flop in the tree, and they would fall to the ground. Lieutenant Al Borgel of the Animal Rescue League of Boston told New England Kevin News the weaker ones were just falling right out of the sky. Local residents told CBS Boston that it seemed as if the birds were paralyzed on one side. I tried to move them a little bit, and it just seemed like they were on the side and you put them on their feet and they just fell, she said. And the birds weren't the only victims. William Pugh found his beloved cat, Sally B, dying in his doorstep at around 8:30 in the morning. NECN reports that a second cat there also died suddenly, while a third was affected. Investigators are trying whether the deaths are a result of a disease, poison, or some other cause. So basically, some chemtrails got from the airplanes flying overhead, killed the animals. Somebody released some poison, or somebody was up to some bullshit that they shouldn't have been up to, and it caused this. Or it's hearing in the end of the or the beginning of the apocalypse.
Or the one more plausible one is it's Flash Forward. Do you remember Flash Forward?
No.
You never watched Flash Forward? It's the everybody in the world became unconscious for 2 minutes and 17 seconds, something like that. And they all woke up and they all had visions of their lives 25 years in the future. Something like that. But it was a sci-fi. It was canceled after the first season. I mean, it did not go through the second season. But it was flash forward, so it's not flashback, but it's flash forward. People were, but anyway, what happened? One of the parts there is that birds died. Birds died, and they were trying to investigate the same thing. So I was thinking, this is similar to what happened. Very soon, who knows? We go unconscious and.
I'm pretty sure if they actually investigate this and somebody stays on to find out what's going on, either the cats and the birds' death are related, or they're totally separate issues, or something got released in the air, or in the water that all those animals got into in that area.
Yeah, it did say that.
So is it pollution, poison?
Yeah, he did say that the weak ones were just flying out right out of the sky, and then they're just paralyzed on one side. Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Terrorist, it could be anything.
I think it's something chemical. I think it's something, a poison or a chemical.
So it'd be interesting to see if they follow up and you hear any more about it, or it just all of a sudden disappears like Hillary Clinton supporters and people in her,
okay,
that are key people in her investigations just disappear.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Anyway, so that was a heavy show, Ray. That's good. Anyway, so.
You said my show's fat.
Your show is fat. Uh-huh. Okay.
See, so you shouldn't be show shaming.
Show shaming. Anyway, so what's going to happen this week?
Hashtag all podcast matter.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so special thanks to Caesar. Thank you for the great articles on the Facebook page, facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. 281-947-2327. And we're waiting on a call. It's like me sitting around the house on the weekend waiting for somebody to call for a date. It never happens. So please call us and leave us a voice message so we'll be excited.
Right. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I haven't posted in Twitter for a long time, but also in Facebook. And we are also on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes, and also Stitcher Radio. You can catch us there. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.